The 3-to-1 vote of the planning board negates the original covenant allowing Tom Wallace to double the density from 3 to 6 parcels without conditions on the Bump Rock Road property. Selectman Chair Ken Tavares says the board has heard questions
about whether this is legal and they're able to do it. What we're doing is we're saying to the planning board, come in, tell us what your philosophy is. There's a bigger problem looming down the road. We have, I guess, around 80 of these agreements covering over 7,000 acres. If we can do one this easily, then why not the rest of them? So we need to get their philosophy and talk about it openly and calmly as two boards that are trying to protect our community.
And like the Bump Rock Road Covenant, protecting open space and thereby the community is the goal of the approximately 80 existing covenants. The concern is a precedent has now been set that could affect these covenants. It's interesting that this invitation to the planning board from the select board is likely a first. Selectman Chair Tavares.
I've had the opportunity to serve on the board for 26 years and no recollection of calling in a planning board to discuss what their actions are.
The planning board has been invited to the March 30th meeting of the select board. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.